You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. Brought to you by Comics on Comics, the show where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics, and also brought to you by the Sideshow Network. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And we have two more wonderful selections for you today. We're going to kick it off with Daredevil, in honor, of course, of the release of Daredevil on Netflix.
Right, and just once again, though, of course, our show is always Worst Collection Ever because these books are cheap. And worth nothing.
Because we have the worst collection ever.
I mean,
that's really all it is.
We have the
worst collection ever.
If you like reading stuff like this, then it's
if the you
best
like crap, this is the best collection ever. Mm-hmm. But if you actually like, you know, quality comics and things that are worth money, we have the worst collection ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't grade them, so don't try to grade our books.
No.
Not into that.
No.
All right. So
it'd be the worst, most arbitrary grading system ever.
Yeah.
This A plus.
No, well, no, I mean, you grade it like CGC grade it.
Oh, you know, so I thought you meant like just my personal grade of this comic book.
Oh, they'd be all be Fs.
I don't know. I always have fun with these.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They'd all be. Actually, a lot of them be A pluses because I readily enjoy these. So, anywho.
Everybody gets a Q.
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 So this Daredevil, Q grade Daredevil.
Q grade Daredevil. And you know what sucks about this Daredevil, and I realize why it was in the cheap bin, is because some of these pages are printed in that way where they're kind of like, they're blurry.
Oh. No, I mean,
No, in the very beginning. Here, let me show you. Like. Yeah, like this.
That's fascinating. No, that's just how it looks, though.
No, that's the thing. It's probably because the printer got fucked up, which is why you get this kind of blurry, weird.
But to be honest,
it's not supposed to be that way. Like, it's not supposed to be super blurry where you can, you know, where you're like, ah.
Best comics look like that.
But that's when they get fucked up in the printing process, which is probably what happened to this one.
I will argue, though, that issue 224 of Daredevil printed erroneously and released in November of 1985 is probably... It's okay that they messed this one up.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
Because really, it's a self-contained story.
Yeah.
Featuring the Centurion. Which is weird, because Daredevil is not usually the kind of guy that fight... I mean, he is. I mean, he has in the past, but you don't really kind of put him as the kind of person that fights guys in, like, robot suits and stuff.
He's a street level guy.
So typically, I mean, not that he can't, but you know.
No, but it's, you know, honestly, I think I prefer him more street level.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, just
because you need somebody who's street level.
Yeah. I mean, he's fighting the ninjas and the chain gangs. And
yeah.
The
that's who he should be.
Mobsters
fighting.
And all that stuff. So, I mean, he's got his hands full with that.
Not everybody can save the world.
In this particular case, he's fighting the Centurion, who actually, the reason why I bought this is because there was an issue of Iron Man that I owned when I was a kid that had the Centurion in it. I think it may have been the first appearance of.
Does it have a stupid origin story like this one?
No.
Oh,
because good. It's a different guy.
Yeah.
It's a different guy.
We'll discuss the
origin. We'll get to this.
We'll talk about this.
The legacy of the Centurion has been unfortunately tarnished.
What, by this?
Yeah. So, anywho, so this is a book starts off with Daredevil. I don't know exactly what he's doing on here, but he must have a beat on something that's going to go down.
Drug trade
or some sort of.
There's drugs and there's money being
some sort of contraband.
Yeah,
and he's outside putzing around, walking.
But you don't know it's him.
We don't know it's him. You just know
that there's some dude outside being like, "Hey, buddy, maybe you shouldn't be out here because it's a rough neighborhood," and he's like, "Yeah." And then he says this guy's name, and then he reveals that he's Daredevil. And like
Schlitz. This guy's name is Schlitz, like the beer.
His name is Stanley Schlitz.
Stan Schlitz. But yeah, so it's funny because Daredevil is basically like he's dressed like Michelangelo or Raphael from like the Ninja Turtles
when
he's out in public.
Yeah, when they would just wear like a trench coat and a hat.
He's just wearing a trench coat and a hat, but he's still full Daredevil underneath. However, the guy finds out he's Daredevil, you know, he beats up this, you know.
After Daredevil takes a smoke from him.
beats up Stanley Schlitz and uses his, apparently his billy club also doubles as an umbrella because he just jams a damn thing in his stomach.
Wait, no, his umbrella doubles as a billy club.
Umbrella doubles as his billy club.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, he turns it inside out and just, like, smashes this dude in the stomach with it. And the guy's like, oh!
Which is actually pretty funny.
It is funny. And so then he takes off his coat and he runs off and he fights a bunch of guys up some stairs to go, like, you know, bust the drug guys.
Bust some drugs.
On his way there, he hears this Zakash.
Because he goes upstairs. Yeah, he goes
Zakash.
He goes, he's upstairs, downstairs.
He's trying to go get these main guys, right? So he's like fighting his way there, and he hears this noise, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, what was that? What was the noise? It smells weird. I could feel heat coming off of it. And then when he goes where, like, the big guys were, there's just these smoldering piles of humanity.
Smoldering human flesh.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, that's gross, and it smells, and it's disgusting.
Because if anybody's going to really smell it, it's him.
I know, poor Daredevil. He had to smell the burning flesh.
The great thing about Daredevil is that there's never a question as to whoever dealt it. It's like whoever smells Dells is like, no, I know who dealt it.
Yeah.
And it was Foggy Nelson.
Probably also terrible for him.
Oh yeah. You know, he can yeah, you know,
let's be honest, so like I have ridden crowded public transportation in July.
Yeah.
And it never smells good. Like, sometimes it smells really bad. Could you imagine how much worse it must be for somebody like Daredevil?
Right. No, let's put it this way. You know, I once rode a bus in Boston where somebody, I think, literally just bought a bunch of Popeye's chicken and, like, threw it up in the air and threw it all around the bus. And, I don't know, personally, Popeye's chicken, it sucks ass. And that's all I could smell. And some, you know, people got a bus like, ooh, it smells good in here. I'm like, no.
Do you remember when we were on the Green Line in Boston on the T and it was like 7:30 at night on a Friday and there were these extremely drunk guys and one of them had puked on the seat of the T? So, like, everybody was just standing around it, and it was just, like, sloshing.
Oh, slosh seat, yeah.
Do you remember those guys, though? But they were like, ugh. They were already so fucking drunk, because it was that guy's 21st birthday.
Oh.
And, like, they kept trying to hold him upright, and he kept falling over. It was just, yeah, that just...
They should have let him sit in his puke.
They should have, because he just ruined the fucking train for everybody else for the rest of the night.
Slosh seats.
Because no one will clean that shit up. This is what people who don't take public transportation do not understand. They will not clean that up until they put that train or bus out of service. So it will just be like that.
It's going to be like
hours.
Yeah, you can't. So you can't be like, hey, conductor, somebody vomited in a seat. They'll just shrug.
They'll be like, oh, that's like, not my problem.
Not my problem.
Yep. And they'll leave it there until it goes out of service at the end of the night. And it's gross.
So you just have to deal. So just, Daredevil, yeah. Anyway, unfortunately, knows this all too well.
He knows this all too well.
Yeah, he's in New York City, so he knows this all too well. So he finds, you know, in this warehouse, he finds this blind old man.
Yeah, who did not get turned into a pile of ash.
No, his name was Abe.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't, okay, so what the hell is going on here? He finds this old man. The old man's like, you know, I'm not afraid of you or whatever. But then he takes his glove off and, like, puts his whole hand on his face?
Yeah.
Or does he put it near his face?
Puts it by his face, so he's just...
And why would... Because he has, like, suspicions that this guy might already be blind? Is that why he does that?
Well, he could probably tell.
Because, I mean, you can't just do that, like, randomly. You can't just, like, walk up and be like, hold on, face. And they're like, what the fuck, man? But this one, luckily, this guy ends up being blind. And he's like, oh, and you must be blind too, by the way you figured that out.
Yeah, and he's also like, you smell like a white man.
Yeah, you smell like a white guy. But like at the same time, like, if Daredevil does this to everybody, wouldn't people know by now that he is blind? Because he just like takes off his glove and like, face. It's like, I gotta feel you. Oh,
sometimes.
His nose, his forehead. Oh, yes, beard. Like, is that what's going on?
She's actually feeling me,
I am
by the
actually
way.
Feeling his face as I'm saying all of that.
His face too, actually is funny because Daredevil's face here looks very...
He looks happy that this guy's blind.
He looks happy. You're kind of like, hey, another blindie. All right.
Yeah. Does this happen to Daredevil a lot? I've not read many.
I don't think this happens a lot because this is just a one-off, so he probably just happens to be hanging with this, you know, this guy who I think he's a janitor or somebody that works there.
Yeah, he says he's a janitor, and he says he was blinded on the job.
Yeah.
So him and his new friend Abe, old gentleman Abe, they go to a cafe where Daredevil. One of my favorite scenes is Daredevil wearing his costume,
full costume. No trench coat.
Nope. Just sitting at a diner right by a window, just having a cup of coffee with this guy. I always enjoy
he
that.
He could be shot by every villain.
Right.
Like literally, like any of you know, Spider-Man's villains, Fantastic Four villains,
anybody.
I mean, fucking Bullseye.
I mean, he's right in front of the window.
Yeah. And he's just chatting with
just
this dude.
Having some coffee.
Having some Joe.
Relaxed, having a good day.
Turns out though that this guy, they accidentally took this guy's bag.
Yeah, they...
They mistook his bag for another bag they were supposed to grab that had
money.
Lots of money in it.
But this old guy wants his bag back because it has a locket with a picture of his wife in
it.
Yes. And it's all he has left because everybody he knows is dead because he is horribly tragic. and old. I suppose, you know, you get to the point where you're the only one left alive when you're old.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Aging sucks, guys.
Yeah, it blows ass.
So I think he goes to, like, somewhere that's the main trucking office, because it's like a trucking company.
Right, but I don't think he goes there yet, right? Like, where? I'm not sure where he goes.
Well, he goes somewhere. Daredevil goes somewhere, and then there's...
there's dudes, and he has to fight them.
No, there's dudes that... Because what's happening is the deal is supposed to be... Is being done with this guy. I forgot his name already, but he's in the. He ends up being in a Centurion costume.
But we don't want to talk about that yet.
Well, we're not going to. I'm just saying. But he's the guy. He's like a fence.
Yeah.
For like drugs and stuff. And He's running drugs and stuff and that, and he's doing that with these guys that Daredevil has tracked down. And. So Daredevil runs out over, you know, gets over to this building, you know, because we see him headed over to this building where he thinks these people are, and it's on fire.
No, not fire.
It's on fire.
And he's like, well, that fucking sucks. Like, he fought some guys, and then there's a building on fire, and then he's like, well, I gotta try to find, like, the main headquarters of his office, so he, like, opens up a phone.
So he literally reads a phone book.
I'm sorry, a phone book. It's a phone booth. Yeah, he opens up a phone booth.
Literally reads a phone book.
With his fingers. And he's like, oh, it's so old I can barely read the impressions. But he, like, tries to find the name in the phone book. Which I'm assuming that having a smartphone makes his life so much easier these days. So he heads over to the headquarters.
Yeah, sir. So he heads over to the headquarters. And...
Fights some guys.
He works his way through the security. And the head of this department... It's just some guy sitting at a desk.
At night. Always at night.
Tapping his pen.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of knows that Daredevil's already coming.
Yeah, he knows he's coming, and he's waiting for him. Because I think he actually wants his protection from this Centurion. So
because it turns out Centurion was originally a guy
who
named Mike Stone. Okay,
yeah,
Mike Stone.
Who worked for this Continental Trucking. The place this guy owns.
And he used to do the regular New York to Miami run.
And he was running drugs.
Running contraband.
Back and forth, back and forth. He got caught.
He was, what happened was he was...
Well, he's stupid.
No,
They even say he's not like the brightest or something.
He's not the brightest because what happened was he was taking the drugs on his own and make, you know, and working out deals on his own with drug dealers, as you can see here by a guy dressed in a pimp suit.
Oh, yes, I see the pimp guy.
Mm-hmm. But in a pimp suit, so you got fired.
Yes.
You got fired, you get, you know, laid off, and in order to ease the pain.
Yeah, so he got, like, fired, and I guess he went fishing.
So he goes fishing.
When he's in Miami, he goes fishing, okay? And he's like, oh, this is my last run. I better go fishing. As one does. So he goes fishing, and he pulls up this costume.
From, well, it was a suit, not costume, but more like a suit.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He pulls it up. He catches it, like, on a fucking fish hook. And he's like, wow, a costume.
Meaning that, you know, if it is allure, this thing had to just been kind of floating.
It was
relatively high on the surface.
Or he just sunk down all the way to the bottom, and he was like, oh, I caught this full costume just in the water. And then he's like, I'm going to try it on.
Try it.
And that is what I have a problem with, because that is the dumbest origin ever.
But to his credit, to the writer's credit, it is established that he is kind of a brick.
Well, you are correct.
Literally, his last name is Stone, and he is about as dumb as stone.
He's kind of stupid. Because really, all right, if we went to the beach today.
Yes.
Let's pretend we go fishing. We don't, but let's pretend we're fishing. If you pull a suit out of the ocean, are you going to put it on?
Not after I clean it. the way that it makes it seem here is like he put it on, like,
just like it's soaking wet, and he pulls it out of the ocean. He's like, I'm going to try this thing on. And he does, and then he can't get it off.
He can't get it off.
Which makes him very angry, and I guess that's why he's mad at the shipping guy, because he laid him off, and if he didn't lay him off, then he would never have put a suit on.
That you never would have made the. You never would have been. It's kind of like
it's very, very circular logic.
This is the equivalent of. This is the superhero equivalent of getting your hand stuck in a Pringles can.
And then being angry at the store for selling you the Pringles can.
And then going, it's exactly like Clerks, where you're like, I can't get my hand out of this Pringles can. Well, you guys let those hard to reach chips go.
Or turn the can over.
Or just not eat Pringles. In this case, but yeah, literally, he puts out a Pringles can, and now
he's like, I can't get out of it. I'm so mad at my old boss.
I'm so mad at my old boss because I stuck my dick in a Pringles can and won't come out.
It'd be funnier if he stuck his dick in a Pringles can.
Or something to that effect.
He's like, I was this truck stop, and my dick got stuck in this glory hole, and so I'm so mad at the guy who fired me.
That's not safe for work version. Is he got stuck in a glory hole. He says, like, I'm stuck. My foot. I am stuck in the. I am trapped inside of this stall at a truck stop with another man.
My dick is stuck in a glory
hole. And I'm stuck in a glory hole. And I can't get it out. How can I finish my job? I'm fired. So that's Daredevil. That's where we're at now.
What's happening? So then we go back to the guy talking to Daredevil, and he's like, well, Daredevil, I was waiting for you because I know you won't let this guy kill me. Because he's the guy who's been killing and turning people into piles of ash.
Right. Because basically the suit allows him to become like some, he can transfer. The suit makes him into like microwave energy. Sure. So he's basically, yeah. So it makes him into an energy being.
Yeah.
And his life energy is powering the suit.
Yeah.
You know, so what he can do, as we see later, is like, you know, he can have the suit on and he can shoot things and, you know,
and phase out of things
and stuff like that. But he can also phase out of the suit.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that later, but we don't want to spoil that.
Right.
So, he busts into the office, Centurion or whatever, busts into the office.
Centurion, by the way.
Centurion, excuse me.
Right.
Busts in with, he busts in to kill this guy, and Daredevil's in a seat. And so now they start fighting.
They start fighting, and they're fighting on the street, and then Centurion falls on top of a bus, to which he proceeds to...
Rip the top off
with all the people inside.
Yeah. And it's fine.
It's kind of fine. Yeah, that's all right. You know, let's never move to New York, guys.
Yeah, you know, apparently this happens all the time.
This happens a lot.
But then, you know, Daredevil's like, I gotta save Bus and whatever. And then they're fighting, and they're fighting, and they're fighting. And then, finally, like, the owner of the company comes out of the side door, I'm assuming happens here. And Daredevil, like, takes a power blast for him. And then he's like, hey, watch this. You thought I couldn't get out of the suit. I totally can. And he, like, thinks about it, and the suit goes away. So now it's just him. And he's like, look, I'm great. It's the greatest thing ever. And, like, as Daredevil's laying there, he's listening. And something is wrong. Because Centurion has no pulse.
Right.
And he didn't have a pulse earlier when they were fighting. He doesn't have a pulse now. So basically what has happened is this suit is how... Like, that, he's basically dead now.
Yeah.
And the suit's just using, like, his decaying life matter as fuel.
Gross.
Yeah. And I just wonder, like, wouldn't that eventually run out?
Well, right. I mean, that's why he's the second Centurion.
But, I mean, like, so the, let me get this straight. So, like, you're Centurion. Some idiot pulls you out of the water and puts you on. And then you decay their whole body, suck all their energy, use it to power yourself. And then when you're out, you just collapse until someone else finds you and puts you on?
I think so. I forgot to do a lot of initial research.
Well, and also, it's an alien suit.
Is this not an alien suit?
Yes, it is. It says that. Here, I'll show you. It says that.
It's not an alien. It was created by a guy.
Well, that's not what it says in this book.
That's bullshit.
It says it was a costume. Presumably, it came from space.
Because it did come from space.
So it's an alien suit.
But it wasn't created by aliens. It was created by a guy, by a competitor of Iron Man. That's why I knew about this.
So wait a second. A competitor of Iron Man builds a suit, sends it to space, and just waits for it to come back down?
No, he said that he was wearing it in space, and they must have messed him up like it does this guy.
And it just falls and it into fell the into ocean? The,
yeah, because it was in space. Or it fell into the atmosphere.
I'm going to go with alien suit.
But it's not alien.
Alien suit. It says space.
Space could be in a lot of things. We also have satellites in space. Human satellites.
Alien satellite.
Whatever.
Space.
So we...
So Daredevil, like, rips the face of this mask off, and the guy's energy, like, all goes out at once, and the suit just collapses. Mm. It just looks like a deflated balloon.
Hopefully Daredevil is not dumb and puts it on himself.
Yeah, luckily Daredevil was like, I want to try it on. I don't know what he does with it. We have no clue.
I don't know. I hope he does something with it, because he literally doesn't do anything with it.
Yeah, he's like, hey, cool, here's the suit, and it's deflated. And it's sad. It's like a bouncy castle at the end of a party. Just And so the guy, Abe, we go back to the diner.
Yeah, so he tells head of trucking place, you're going to jail.
Right. And we'll just leave the suit on the ground.
We'll leave the suit on the ground for some other idiot to put it on and
to disintegrate.
Disintegrate themselves.
And so the Abe guy is just like, he must have died. You know that.
Because the Abe guy's been sitting here the entire.
He drank 15 cups of coffee waiting for Daredevil to come back. And he really thinks that he's like, I'm so stupid because that guy had to have died.
I have a question here. Yes. So in these pictures here, Daredevil has a full suit. See that?
Yes, and then in the next one, he's missing huge parts of it.
He's missing, like, the D on it.
I don't know how that happened, because he did take an energy beam from that guy, but he took it in the back.
He took it in the back, and he didn't...
And he is fully suited, and, like, literally the page before, he has no big hole, and then he walks into the diner.
Did he rip it off? And he's like, you know, I don't want anybody to notice me again in this diner. So
either that or there's like a waitress there who talks to him. Maybe he was like hoping she was going to like dig his chest. So he just like ripped the D off of his suit.
She's like, you know,
a big hole.
He could
see his pecs. She's like, look at Daredevil's. Like, but not like all of them, just like the middle of them.
Yeah, he's like, you only get a little bit of this. This is how you pick up women when you're blind.
Well, they're called, in women's dresses, they're called keyhole cutouts. Yeah, so basically, you have a cutout basically like right between your tits so you can kind of see just half.
Basically, guys, the Daredevil is pulling a Power Girl boob window.
Not really. It's more in the middle instead of at the top.
Well, nonetheless.
Yeah.
He brings Abe's locket back and...
And he's like, oh, I'm so happy. Thanks a lot. I'm not going to say thank you. And Daredevil's like, you're welcome.
But there's no picture in the locket, by the way.
But I hear, why was that even part of the story?
I don't know, actually.
That was so pointless.
So he's like, you know there's no picture in it. And he's like, whatever. Because it wasn't like...
Why did you even have to put that part in?
Like, I don't know.
He can't see it regardless. So, like, why not let him... Why not let him actually have a picture in the locket?
I don't know why. It doesn't matter. This is a completely unnecessary...
it's just kind of making
mean.
Fun.
It's mean.
It is. It's mean. It's making fun of an old blind man.
It's a mean detail.
Who literally has no friends and everybody he knows is dead.
And now he has
a picture in his locket.
Now he has a locket with no picture that he can't tell if there's a picture in there.
That's just sad and mean.
And then he also missed out on seeing Daredevil's sweet chest.
Right.
Because Daredevil was like,
lost out.
Wait, go, and he went, ah!
Yeah, he was like, I gotta rip this out. I gotta make sure everybody sees the sides of my awesome pecs.
We want to see some side boob. Inside side boob.
Who wants to see it? Who wants to see it? Look at him. Look. Yeah. Ooh, fancy.
You should have told Abe to put on that suit. Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, your wife's in here.
Yeah, then it's just even cooler.
They put the wife's pictures in here, and I just stuffs them in there, and he's like, ah! I can't see what I'm doing in this dumb suit from the ocean.
Oh, that's so mean. And then he could have zapped everybody. Then he could have zapped Daredevil, and then he would have laughed, and that would have been the end. The end.
Daredevil. Being mean to blind people.
Right? Daredevil's a dick to blind people.
Daredevil's a dick to blind people. That's issue 224 Daredevil from November...
1989?
November 1985.
Oh, 1985.
This is as old as my youngest brother. All right. We are back here. Our worst collection ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics. We have The Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is The Outsiders volume...
I think it's the next page.
Ooh. Oh, I know. I can finish this off. I got it.
It's from 1986.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what volume it is. So it's Outsiders... Volume 2, The Outsiders, Volume 2, Number 17, from March 1987.
Wow. March 1987.
1987, with Batman back in this issue.
Apparently he was gone.
Well, it was always Batman and The Outsiders.
And right, and then it was The Outsiders, and
then Batman
was back.
And then Batman was like, I'll come back. So he's back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back, and we start off with Batman flying around
some city.
Gotham?
Sure.
Or Los Angeles, maybe? I don't know.
Wherever.
He's staking, because there's been a bunch of...
three robberies on the East Coast.
Yeah, okay. So
he's got to be in Gotham.
He's got to be in Gotham.
Sure.
And there's been some, these robberies happening, people have been stealing off these relics. And so...
He's right. He's like, oh, there won't be a fourth museum robbery. But, you know, I have to say that this... part right here where, because they're all taking Southern Pacific relics, and he's like, you know, it's really weird because the value of these relics isn't worth the risk that these thieves are taking. And he just goes, but if the criminal mind worked logically, my parents wouldn't have been senselessly murdered and I wouldn't be what I am. Literally says that. But at the same time, you're like, okay, wait a second. So if it's not money, you fucking moron, how about you think about what it could possibly be? Because people are just robbing to rob. They're doing this for a reason. But apparently he's not going to put any thought into that. He's just going to, like, sit there in the corner and just be like, oh, it's just the way criminals are.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead. My parents were dead. God. My parents were dead because they were robbed by a desperate man.
Is this in every Batman comic where he literally has to be like, my parents are dead?
Not all of them, but man, a lot of them.
I feel like it's just, it's the big elephant.
Well, it's not even an elephant. It's like he mentions it like every 5 minutes.
So.
That would be like, you know, like when your friend like gets in a new relationship or something and all they talk about is their new girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's like Batman talking about his parents. So you're like, yeah, man, that movie was really, really great. I really liked it. What did you think? Well, you know, my parents are dead. And... And that's just how he starts off every conversation.
So, he's a good man. A lot of fun. So Batman is...
He's waiting. Hanging out.
And thinking, I don't know if you have a question. I thought I've been thinking about that.
Thinking some stupid questions.
Well, I'm thinking about this. So he's hiding up here next to one of his gargoyles from Arkham Asylum.
Yep.
And...
He's got to swing off of it.
He's going to swing off of it. But I was thinking about this. Like, he's got to be just hanging out for like a while. And,
apparently.
You know... And I wonder if, like, does he need to, like, fart ever?
I'm assuming Batman must fart at times.
He must have a very, like, evenly fibered diet.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I have thoughts about Batman's diet.
Okay. You know. Fair enough. I'm sure it's calculated and perfectly balanced for nutritional needs.
Mm. Yes.
I don't know about farting needs, though.
Yeah.
Well. So anyway, he's waiting, and all of a sudden, here comes a bunch of people.
Here comes a bunch of these robbers led by this lady, and they all kind of look like Eclipso.
Yes,
they're all kind of dressed in
same
clothes,
colors,
same, you know, dull purple, lavender, and
half and half.
And they got, you know, the Eclipso style belt.
Yeah,
which, So they just kind of look like him.
And so Batman's like, haha, I knew you'd come. And they, of course, start fighting. And this woman, who seems to be the leader of the group, has some sort of weapon that shoots dark...
She's dark matter.
Like dark light? No.
Like, what was it? Well, that is essentially what dark light. It's what this Eclipso shoots.
Okay.
You know, out of his eye, he shoots blinding light and dark light, depending on which eye he holds up the Heart of Darkness to.
Yes. Well, and apparently Batman has paid some attention to what's going on, and he's like, oh wait, I know what's going on with these people and their matching outfits. I can stop this dark matter by light.
Sunlight.
By sunlight. So he does that, but it unfortunately zaps him as well, and he gets knocked unconscious. And they're like, alright, we'll capture him. And then my favorite panel comes up, because he falls to the ground, and her two henchmen, the lady who's like in charge, her two henchmen just drag Batman out by his cape, but he's on his face. So they just like drag him out by his cape, and they just on his face. It's just
hey, you had it coming.
It's pretty funny. It's the least efficient way to drag anybody is when they're on their stomach, but and you just grab their cape and not like their arms, but whatever. And that's a pretty great picture.
So we jump to Los Angeles, where they're at the
LA Deli.
Where we have out of costume Looker and Geoforce from the
Outsiders, and they're like meeting some diplomats. Or something.
The reason diplomats because Brian is like the king of Markovia, which is like a country in Europe where that's where Batman first met, you know, him, and where he's like, you know, he's like a prince there.
Sure.
You know, but he's a part of the Outsiders, and he's there with Looker, and, you know, and they're talking to the consulate of Diablo.
Because that's what you'd name a country.
Yeah, where's Diablo? Where can I go to, can I go to Diablo for crisp, for, like, vacation?
Yeah.
But they have a bunch of these, you know, these relics or whatever, and apparently the Eclipso folk need those relics. So
here they come, breaking through the wall.
They're like, give me those relics.
And
so,
Looker, like, they jump into a room, and Looker's like, oh, hey, we can get changed in front of each other, Geo-Force. And he's like, I gotta go fight things. But for some reason, she, like, hits on him the whole time. It's very weird. Are they together?
I don't think they're together. See, I quite don't understand what even her powers are. Because she's like psychic. She's like telekinetic and psychic in some ways, and she can levitate.
And she can read people's minds. Or, like, you can talk to her telepathically.
Right. But the thing about her that I don't quite understand...
Besides her costume.
Is that her costume, because she's got, like, the half leg, you know, one leg, one not leg. Well, the thing is, what happened was, her origin is that, you know, Halley's Comet, like, made her a metahuman. And
did she get hit by it?
I don't know. It just, like, the cosmic... A lot dust.
Was she in space when that happened?
She wasn't in space. She was like in some country.
Then why aren't the rest of us metahumans when Halley's Comet passes over?
Well, because she was like some like mousy like librarian looking girl, and then she became like super pretty.
That would explain why she does not know why like how to dress.
Right.
Sure. Whatever.
So anyway, so but I don't know what her
librarians don't know how to dress.
I don't know what her power is because she's just like you know, like
her name's Looker,
and she at some point she turns into a vampire.
Sure,
not in this book, but later on, and the DC Wiki has nothing about her powers before she was a vampire. I'm like, well, I don't know what she does then.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because it like so Geo-Force like flies off and he. You know, pulls up some grass.
Because he controls Earth.
Right, and he, like, throws it at a guy.
He's Captain Planet.
And then there's a guy behind him, and she's like, watch your back, and she zaps him.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I was watching all parts of you. And, like, it's just ridiculous. And then that lady shows up.
And shoots her. They have their own force field, and she shoots.
Shoots her, and it, like.
With a dark matter.
It envelops her like gum.
What I don't understand actually here is the way this panel is shot. It's like she's shooting into like another panel.
Yeah, it's weird because they're not actually there, or maybe she's so far away. I don't know, but she is. She's shooting into another panel.
Yeah,
and she zaps them, and it like eats her.
Starts eating
like,
them, but
like the black oil from the X-Files.
Yeah, you know,
like
how much.
It like envelops things. It's like that.
So, but thankfully, you know, she before you know she uses her telekinesis to. Her telepathy to call the other outsiders. So thankfully, Looker or Halo shows up,
and she's like, "I'm so bright! Look at me!"
And she can use her light to you know shoo away the darkness, and then you know Black Lightning, Katana, and Metamorpho show up,
and Metamorpho turns into a giant
bowling ball.
And at first, I was like, "Wait, I'm confused." And then they were like, "Oh no, haha, Metamorpho!" And I was like, "Oh, I just thought somebody had brought a giant bowling ball."
I like you know, it's kind of
which actually would be funnier.
It's kind of this is kind of like when Metamorpho when he was in this group. What? Oh, is him turning his head?
It's a really funny picture.
Well, also too, I mean, if you notice, like when he turns into things, his face is on those things.
Yeah.
So like you know, here he's like a big like spiky hammer, and his face is all like.
Fighting and like Katana's sword can pierce the dark matter,
right?
Because like the dark matter envelops all of them, and then they can't get out, but they focus like on one point, and then they all get out.
Yeah, they get out. Actually, what's kind of funny is because I don't know what happens to the rest of these people that they were with just a couple minutes ago.
Oh, they're all gone now.
Oh no, they're here actually. But now they're talking to you know the outside. They're talking to the outsiders. And nobody's worried about what happened to, you know, Looker and Geo-Force initially.
Oh, no. You mean the Prince, Prince Brian.
Well, the Mark, that's what I mean. Like, Markov and, you know, and her, you know, when they were out of costume.
Right, because they don't know that they're them, do they?
I guess not. I mean, I'm not entirely sure if his identity is... public or not. I feel like it is in some way, but maybe it isn't. So anyways, they stole some artifact for Eclipso, you know, in Eclipso's name.
Because on Diablo, there's like some priest.
Right, well, we get to...
Like a scientist.
Well, here's the thing.
What's his name?
We get the origin of Eclipso. That's Eclipso's origin. Eclipso's origin was that Bruce Gordon...
There it is.
The doctor, Bruce Gordon,
uh-huh.
Scientist or whatever, solar scientist. Bruce Fucker, scientist Gordon, is in this country of Diablo doing some sort of solar thing, and he gets attacked by the high priest Mofir, mm-hmm. who is dressed basically dressed like Eclipso.
Yes, and he runs the Dark Ones. That's what the cult is called.
Yeah, he runs this cult. And so what happens is, as he's fighting, he gets into his altercation by a cliff, and Mofir jumps at him and misses him and falls off the cliff. But as he falls off the cliff, he actually scratches Bruce with the Heart of Darkness, which infects him and makes him Eclipso, basically.
Yes.
And that's, kind of how the whole Eclipso story goes.
Yes.
And, and whatever. So they fly to Diablo to find Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
They get there, and Bruce is all like...
Yeah, they get off, and they're like, hey, Bruce, how's it going? Like, we're here to help you. And he's like, how about you fuckers pound sand? I don't want your help.
Pound sand.
And they're like, okay. And they, like, get back in the plane and fly away, and Bruce is like, oh, good. I'm so glad. So he, like, gets in the car and, like, drives towards the temple. But, of course, the Outsiders haven't actually left.
Well, they have a plan because Halo, who one of her deals is she can use one of her Halo colors, because she's, like, all the colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives one of her colors, a particular blue color, to do, like holograms and stuff to make it look like, this plane is really leaving.
Right. But you know what's stupid? It's just like, I just have to make it, make them convinced that we've actually left. They've already driven away. Like, they're not even paying attention anymore. And she is still, like, making sure that they see their plane, like, in the sky, even though they're not even looking
at it. That guy doesn't even care.
I was like, dude, they drove away, like, 5 minutes ago. You're good. Just...
you can just come out. You can, and even if he's there, you can be like, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
It's nighttime. It's very easy to believe that the plane's already out of sight. So they land the plane, and they put camo on it, and then they go to the temple.
They go to the temple. And then, so it's funny because I'm reading, because I read like the entire showcase collection of Eclipso from like the House of Mystery from when he debuted and all that.
Mm.
And so this is basically the same plot line where Bruce is with his fiance Mona, and they've been fighting, trying to defeat Eclipso and banish him forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they can finally be married. Mm-hmm. It's been, it just has not been a good life.
It's not going well.
It's not going well. So the Outsiders are watching for, I think they're hanging outside this temple waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, and, like, here's the thing, like, Black Lightning apparently had a theory. I'm not sure what that theory was, because I don't think they ever said. I've got a theory I want to check out.
Because he thinks that Bruce, because they don't know Bruce's, they don't really understand Bruce's deal with Eclipso.
Right, they think like the leader of the whatever.
Maybe he's the leader of this cult.
And then because we don't actually see any of that going on, we just see it appears your theory is incorrect, Black Lightning. And we're like, what theory? And so for some reason, they see the cult guys who were robbing the museum running around. So, for some reason, Metamorpho thinks it's a really good idea to pretend to be a road in the middle of a jungle where there are no roads. And one of the guys is like, Priestess, check it out. There's a road here. And she's like, there are no roads here. This is probably a bad sign. And Metamorpho's like, yup. And he, peels himself.
Yep, that's me. I'm a giant road.
Yeah, he peels himself up and, all these guys are falling. Which is dumb, because none of those guys were actually on the road in the first place.
But it just happens that they're all on this road.
Right, and so they start fighting.
Because these guys are running away with Bruce.
Yes.
And his wife. So they have her. So anyways, they go and they encounter the Outsiders, and one of my favorite panels.
It's the best panel in the whole book.
It's the best panel in the whole book where
in any of the books that we've read.
They have these cult people have Geoforce. They have him wrapped up. And they're like, fire at me. He's like, so they're gonna shoot at him. And somehow, and the distance here doesn't make any sense here.
No, it doesn't.
But they have this gun out, and then the next panel is...
Which is pretty far away from Geoforce's face, I must say. We're looking at least 2 feet.
The next panel is him biting the gun.
Geoforce biting the gun.
Like he's eating like a pizza.
Yeah, but like not just the barrel. Like he's not putting it in his mouth, like being whatever. He like bites the top above the trigger.
Yeah.
And it says crunch, and he bites it so hard that it breaks.
He bites his heart out of the brakes. These people are freaked out. And then and then as they run away, he's spitting at them. But I don't know if he's spitting the bullets. If like he sucked it out. Like did he suck out the bullets? Like a
like he's drinking a milkshake?
Yeah, or like he's eating like a crawdad or something. You know, like that's how he eats guns. And he just sucked out the bullets and he starts.
How does one? I mean, like, okay, so his forces are that he's like Earth.
Well, he's also got superpower. He's also got super strength.
Yeah, but.
So he's basically like Superman could do this if he wants to.
Why hasn't Superman ever bitten a gun?
I don't know.
Do you think that's going to be in Batman v Superman?
He's
just going to walk around biting guns?
Do you even eat guns, bro?
Do you bleed?
Do you?
Yeah. But why not?
I would like to see it as an homage to this panel where Superman just walks into like a gun store and just bites a gun like a sandwich.
That'd be great.
You know, just to be like, guns kill. Arf. You know, guns are tools of the week. Just eating it like it's a chicken wing.
Delicious.
Apparently. But yeah, which is funny.
So much alloy.
I don't understand why he's. First of all, too, he's also.
Like, I don't even understand how he got that gun in the first place because he's like 2 feet away.
My theory here is that Geo-Force does. He does have power over gravity. So he could somehow maybe gravitate this gun towards him.
Sure.
I don't know why he's even being wrapped up here because he could easily just be blasting these assholes in the face, you know.
Yeah, I don't.
With his magma powered, you know, things.
And Geo-Force also has one of those costumes that confuses me.
Yeah.
Because it's like Animal Man's in that it's like a cowl, but you can see his hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that stays up.
If you notice, he's got like these little ear things.
Yeah, like round ear things.
So maybe they stays up because of his ears.
I mean, maybe it's just
and it's soft. Rubber. It's probably rubber.
It's rubber, but then he can't turn his head if it's rubber.
Maybe it's like one of those special rubbers.
I don't understand.
It's like rubber, but like made of a condom.
And why would you want your hair hanging out?
Because it looks great.
Because I've got such great hair.
So we get a bunch of...
So people are zapping and zapping.
We get a bunch of battling and stuff like that. Eventually the...
Outsiders are captured by... In triangles of dark matter. Or dark
triangles
light,
of dark matter. Right.
Whatever. And they're like, oh no, what are we going to be able to do? And Katana's sword is outside her triangle because they've all been taken to the temple.
Yeah.
And...
They're in there with Bruce Gordon.
And Bruce is like, there is no hope.
And like, actually, here's
abandon all hope.
Well, here's what's his face?
Black
and we were right about this. He thought that he thought that Bruce was the leader of the cult. That's what his theory was.
He kind of is, right? Like,
well, I mean,
right?
If he's full of Eclipso-ness,
right? But he's battling against the Eclipso force. So anyway, they take Bruce away, and then as they do that. Batman shows up. Now, he's been chained, but not inside of a triangle of dark matter. He's just chained.
He's just chained, and he kind of looks like he likes it. Like, he's just
right?
Kind of
like, that's a really creepy panel. He's kind of smiling, and he's like, he looks like the dude in the corner at the S&M dungeon who's just really getting off watching all the rest of the stuff going on. Because he's got, like, a chain hanging. He's just like, yeah. Hey, guys. Don't forget about old bats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you even whip, bro? So he finds out, so he gets a katana sword.
And cuts some of the dark matter.
Cuts some of the dark matter so they get out.
The outsiders out.
And we find out that he's been spending, apparently...
He's only been there a few days. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, hang on. So here's what he's saying. He got captured in Gotham.
Uh-huh. And he's only been here a few days.
But he's free.
Yes.
Because what he's been doing is scraping one link of his chain thousands of times.
Against stone until it broke. And for some reason, that only took a couple days. Do you know how long that would take? We're talking like Count of Monte Cristo level like shit.
No.
Like he'd be in there. There'd be like years before he'd even be able to wear the metal down enough to break. Because it's a chain link. whatever.
And it's funny because like it's funny because there's a part here too when like he needs to get the shackles off his hand and like he's like Geo-Force, so they leave the wrists, Geo-Force, and he's all like, "Don't tempt me."
Apparently, they don't like each other.
They don't like. Well, they later on it ends that they don't like each other. Like after this, in the next issue of this storyline, you know.
But Batman doesn't want to get those things off his wrists.
Do it. It's a little bit of time, yeah.
Yeah, I like being chained. I love it. I love being chained. Do you even chain, bro?
Do you even chain, bro? So apparently, the whole plan is that Eclipso is going to put an eclipse on the sun because that's all he ever does is eclipse everything because he's Eclipso.
It's his whole deal. So they go to the temple.
They go to the temple. The
inside of the temple where Bruce is like tied to a rock.
Right.
A slab.
He's tied to a slab.
And they're doing the ceremony to get Eclipso to appear.
And he does.
He does. Oh, look at that.
There he is. And he's there with his little diamond.
Yep, there he is.
That's my boy Eclipso. I love Eclipso.
There he is. He shows up and he's like, hey.
He last appeared. What?
No, he's like, hey, priestess lady. Thank you. Later, yeah. I will give you my eclipse dick. It's so big it blocks out the sun. Sorry. <that's> good. Oh, God.
I'm not even going to try to follow up that.
It was such a bad joke, though.
Yeah, whatever. I like it.
But anyway, so he last appeared in, like, Green Lantern.
Which I have. I have these. Where he that's right. He dissipated into, I don't know what the hell I forgot what the hell he was doing there. He was farting around with John Stewart and Hal. Fucked, and he got laser beamed. And then he went away.
Yep.
So,
And now he's back. Now, here's what I don't understand. So, like, Bruce Gordon is Eclipso.
Yeah.
But why is
well, because Eclipso's like a mono. He's more than. I don't necessarily.
I don't understand that, because does he need to, like.
He's a part of Eclipso. Like, he's a part. Eclipso's a part of him. Uh-huh. So they needed him to get his presence out, I think. And that's why he's a separate entity here. Because sometimes he just changes to Eclipso and he's like the whole. It's Bruce. Changes into Eclipso.
And sometimes Eclipso comes out of
Bruce. And sometimes Bruce comes, yeah. There's been times where he's separated from him. And I think that's kind of, it's.
That's confusing.
It's a weird, yeah. They've kind of changed it as to their whim.
Okay.
A few times. But Eclipso's there. He's getting this, basically that's what he's doing. He's setting up this.
He gets his Heart of Darkness and like the Outsiders.
The Outsiders
collect him, and they run out. And Geo-Force is like, "I don't like to run away from a fight." And he's like, "Don't worry, we're only like running away for this is just like a pause." And Batman's like, "This is we're not running away. We're pausing. We're going back." And when they go out onto the island, they see the eclipse happen, and they're like, "Well, we're just going to wait until the eclipse is over, so he won't be as powerful, and then we're going to attack him." Except the eclipse is not over.
Nope,
not over, because that's what Eclipso is doing with the Heart of Darkness. He's forcing the eclipse to remain forever so he can always be powerful.
Even so, when his face
appears in the sun
in the dark eclipse.
Yeah. Face.
And that's where we leave it. That is Eclipso in The Outsiders, number 17. Outsiders, volume 2, number 17, with from March 1987.
Yep.
And so Batman's back.
He's back, you guys.
He's kind of a dick.
He's always, he really wants to go back to that S&M dungeon.
He looks like he was very pleased being shackled.
He was just like, yeah.
He's like, guys, I'm just hanging out here with these chains on. Feels pretty good.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Like, I totally could have helped you earlier, but instead, just want to wear this chain. Loving it.
I got dragged out. My face, it was sweet.
My face hurts, guys. It's so good. Hurts so good.
He's taking me to the dungeon.
Take me to the dungeon.
Yeah.
Because my parents are dead.
It's well, let you guys know that too.
Hey, FYI, I really love S&M and my parents are dead.
That's on Batman's Tinder profile.
Yeah.
It's just FYI. I really love S&M and my parents are dead.
No, it just is like, that's the one thing it says. Like, it just is like Batman, age 34. My parents are dead.
It'd be great if Batman's Tinder picture was like...
And it's just like a picture of him like holding up his abs, but he's drawn like tombstones on them. So he's like holding up his shirt so you can see his abs, but he's like drawing pictures of tombstones.
Of his parents' tombstones?
Yeah, it's his mom and dad. Just so you know.
Martha Thomas.
It's basically, he just has a big old fucking... his whole body is a memorial tattoo to his parents.
I was just going to say he took a picture with a tiger, like everybody else does on Tinder, I guess.
Did he, like, shave "my parents are dead" into the tiger's fur?
I don't know. He took a picture with a tiger by his parents' graves. That's what he did.
Just like everybody else on Tinder.
That'd probably be like, he'd probably do really well on Tinder, because it'd be like, you know what, you went all of your way to do this. You dressed as Batman. It's like, no, I am Batman.
So, like, here's a question for you. We're married.
Yes.
So, at least I assume you do not have a Tinder profile.
No.
If you had a Tinder profile, what would your profile picture be?
Will be my Twitter picture. My high school photo from 1998 with a mustache.
Where you look like Freddie Mercury and you've got like the biggest glasses anyone's ever seen.
Freddie Mercury.
That's an epic picture.
I look like Bennett from Commando.
I like that.
And I would just be like, this is not me, but deal.
It's you.
Well, it's me, but it's not how I look now.
Well, I mean, you can obviously tell you're the same person.
Right. But I would just be like, this is my description would be like, that pic is not how I look now, but deal with it. And then I would just wait.
Man, you just pull down the tang with lines like that. Like,
swipe. Anyways. So, that's it.
Yeah.
We are done for this week. Thank you for joining us. As always, you could please rate and subscribe to Comics on Comics here on Sideshow Network and on iTunes. That helps push our ratings and awareness. It's much appreciated. Yes, and appreciated. Also, please join us on SoundCloud, SideshowNetwork.tv. Those are all places you can find the show. Mm-hmm. Stitcher, so all that right there. You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, SHAWN. Also, my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, and jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.